No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All righty, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. This segment of the Adam Carriker Show is brought to you by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their burn-end sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of ribs. We can just go there right now. It's lunch, and I get hungry every day when I talk about this. A half-smoked chicken and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. And I misspoke earlier, so I apologize. But now I want to bring on our guest. So there is a list of about 15 to 20 awards that this individual votes on, from the All-American team to the Outland Trophy, Ray Guy, Lombardi, Biletnikoff, Lou Groza, Maxwell, Benarek, Jim Thorpe, Eddie Robinson Coach of the Year, Maxwell, the Bell Bird Award, all right, Bronco Nagurski, a couple of NFL awards. These are major college football and NFL awards, Mr. Bob Mancuso. How you doing, my friend?
Hello, how you doing, Adam?
Dude, I'm glorious. I appreciate you taking the time to join me. Now, first off, you're having your Outland Trophy semifinalist announcement and event tomorrow in Omaha. You've been kind enough to invite me to it, so I appreciate that. But talk to me exactly about the Outland Trophy, what it means to you, and how do these guys, how are they chosen to be semifinalists, the finalists, and then ultimately the winner?
Right. Well, no, you're welcome, and it should be a great evening. People still can come. You can get tickets online, or you can just come to the event and get them at the door. So it's Wednesday night, the 20th, is the semifinals announcement. It's live from Omaha. It's the 11th annual. So it's a great event here in Omaha. The Outland Trophy, you know how we got to host the Outland Trophy? It was because of our linemen, Nebraska's linemen for many years. You know, we've got a great – we've always had the pipeline, right?
Yep.
And so – in the 97 year, when we won the national championship, Aaron Taylor, I believe, was that right? Aaron Taylor won the Outland Trophy. And in 98 January, we hosted the first event here in Omaha, Nebraska. So it's been going on since 1998. We're up to about the 28th year of it being hosted in Omaha. And so that's just a great accomplishment, a national event. One of the top awards, the third oldest award in college football, is awarded right here in Omaha, Nebraska. So on Nebraska's side, as you know, because you were a great lineman, you were a defensive lineman of the year for Nebraska for the Big 12 in 2006 and a two-time all-conference player. You know about linemen.
I love linemen. They're awesome. Well, I like the defensive guys more than the offensive guys, if I'm being fully honest with you, but that's okay. My bias is real.
Exactly. So true. And so, Nebraska, we have 9 Outland Trophy winners, 8 different guys, because Dave Remington won it twice. But we still have the most Outland winners, you know, in history as of this day. So that's still a great accomplishment. The next closest is a couple schools are around 4 and 5. But we're still, you know, hold that. We got to get back with that and keep our our strength of our linemen going and get guys back on this watch list, which we did actually this year for the first time in about 5-6 years. It's the first time we had Ty Robinson and Ben Scott and also Scott, the lineman. And I think they were both brought up as on the initial watch list. I think Scott was on there, and then Ty Robinson got nominated for one of his games to be on the watch list.
You would legit have to add up number two and number three in the country, the teams with the second and third most amount of Outland trophies, 5 and 4, to match our 9. Some of the winners in the past, Larry Jacobson will actually be at the event tomorrow. You've got Rich Glover. You've got Dave Remington, as you mentioned. He won it twice. All right, Dean Steinkuhler, yep. Will Shields, Zach Taylor, Zach Wiegert. Zach won that. That would have been amazing for Zach Taylor. But Zach Wiegert, you got Ndamukong Suh. I feel like I'm missing somebody. Is there somebody I'm missing in there that you can think of?
No, that's pretty much it. And Ndamukong Suh, I think, was our last one.
Yep.
So he was a great one, and he had a great pro career. Now he's retired. But so the Outland Trophy, we're a great home for it. It's here in Omaha. So on Wednesday night here in Omaha at the Legends, Patio Bar and Grill, 69th and Pacific, we'll be hosting the semifinal announcement live from Omaha. So the actual semifinalists, which is normally 5 to 8 players, will get announced and go out live from Omaha that night. And so that's a great thing. And so we're looking forward to hosting that again. And then from there, those 5 to 7, 8 semifinalists will get paired to 3. And then from the 3, that's the 3 that go on the ESPN award show, which is in December. This year is December 12th. And that's where they award a lot of the major awards live from that ESPN college football award show. And so that's when we find out who the actual winner of the Outland is.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3 quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
It's pretty cool because a lot of people probably know, but the Remington is actually also handed out here in Nebraska. Like, that's how dominant the trenches have been for Nebraska in the past. But I went through the list of awards that you vote for pretty quickly, but like the Outland, then you've got the Ray Guy, the Punter of the Year, the Lombardi, another lineman award, Biletnikoff. You've got the Top Receiver Award, the Top Kicker, the Top Quarterback, and a lot of these awards, like these are major awards. So how do you determine who you're going to vote for when you're trying to, like, do you just have 84 TVs going every Saturday? Like, how do you decide who you're going to vote for with all these players that are so good across America?
Yeah, it's definitely a tough thing, and some of them are very tough. You know, every award of the top awards, and there's basically the 10 top awards of college football, they're all a little different on their award process, but some are very similar. Some, their selection committees, the Football Writers Association of America is who actually selects the Outland Trophy. And they then vote on the semifinalists, and then they'll then vote on the finalists to then select a winner. Some of them have committees like the Maxwell Award, which is awarded for the most outstanding player. They have their own committee that they've got developed through the years, and they send it to their voters on, here's our semifinalist list, And then here's our finalist list. And so then you'll look and compare some of the people. And like you said, you got to love football. I know you love football. And the passion and loving the game keeps you interested and, you know, helps you watch some of these different players and some of these different teams.
So I guess I never talk about it, but I mentioned it to you the other night when we chatted on the phone. I'm actually fortunate enough to be on the Law Impact Trophy panelist. I'm one of the panelists for there. So I have that's not the experience you do, but just a smidge of experience and something similar and trying to keep up with these guys on defense. And there's also a community service aspect to the Law Impact Trophy and being a panelist and voting there. So it's kind of a cool thing. All right, so I'm sitting next to my son, Jacob. He's 15, freshman at Standing Bear High School. He's an offensive lineman. He's a defensive lineman. And I'm not saying, you know, you got to win a major award to be successful in football. But if his goal was to, like, one day, he's an offensive tackle, defensive end. One day, hey, like, I want to be up for the Lombardi or whatever the case may be. What would your advice to him or someone like him be?
Well, I think just as a player, because, you know, you played, I played at Creighton Prep. And both my junior and senior year, we got beat in the state championship. So we had great runs. I eventually played baseball in college. So played with Iowa State University, a little bit with the Colorado. It was my freshman year, University of Colorado, at Boulder. And so I'm a buff a little bit, but a Cyclone. But I think the most important thing for youth, and through the National Football Foundation, which I'm the executive director of that in Nebraska here, and you're a member of the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame, which is through the National Football Foundation. We support football at all levels. So that's youth, high school, and college, and especially college gets noted more, but at all levels. And so for youth, we definitely promote the passion and the love of the game and just keep doing your best. So if you're a lineman on either side or any position, skill positions, receivers, quarterbacks, running backs, just keep loving the game and doing your best, you know, and do the things that you want to do to help be successful and to take your talent as far as it can go. And then that'll determine, you know, like, you know, as far as going into potentially college and giving a shot to play at certain levels of college, but all levels are good, as even lower levels of college football, because if you enjoy the game, it'll give back to you and make you a better person.
All right, I appreciate you taking the time to join me. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night, but I got one last question. I know the Heisman Trophy is its own thing. It's a little bit different, but your wealth of knowledge when it comes to college football and all these players is phenomenally phenomenal. So in my mind, I think we're down to three finalists realistically. Dylan Gabriel of Oregon, who's, in my opinion, not talked about enough. Travis Hunter, Ashton Gentry. All right, I got to know right now, who do you got winning the Heisman Trophy this year?
That's a tough one. I think you're right on the top three. I've always liked Dylan, and I think he made a great transfer going to Oregon. And Oregon he's perfect for their offense, and they're running good. That little didn't score as many last week against Wisconsin, but Wisconsin can have a good defense. So they got the win. So I like Dylan. Travis Hunter, you know, both sides. So I think he's the leading vote getter probably out there, the leading person people are watching. I'm going to probably go with Travis Hunter for this year would be my – at this point, my selection, because he's just having a great year with the Buffs. And if they can win the next couple games and do well and get in the Big 12 championship, that could, as a team, also help propel them, which then also helps Travis, because he probably will have to play well in these couple games for them to continue to win.
Yeah, they got
to
win, I think. Well, they may not have to win. With what he's doing, he's played over 1,000 snaps this year. The right. Player in number two position in college football is at 800. So it's over a 200 play total play difference. He's averaging 122 plays a game, or 120 plays a game. The last game he played 122, exactly 61 on offense, exactly 61 on defense. He's leading the Buffs in receptions. He's leading them in interceptions. It's crazy what he's doing. But I want to take you. Right. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me today. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Adam. Appreciate it. And look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. And go Huskers.
All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.